It is 74 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. There's about a 30% chance of rain, still with those highs up in the low 90s, making it feel like summer again today in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. There's a new legal challenge in the case of Krista Pike. She's said to be the first Tennessee woman executed in about 200 years. Under state law, people who were convicted of murder before 1999 can choose their method of execution, either lethal injection or the electric chair. The Tennessean reports Pike is challenging the requirement to choose. She's Buddhist, and her attorneys say that participating in any process leading to her own death violates her religious beliefs. In Tennessee, it has become typical for death row inmates to refuse a choice, which leads to lethal injection by default. They opt out because of a Supreme Court precedent, which essentially says if they choose a method, they forego the right to challenge that method's constitutionality in court. Many death row inmates are parties to legal challenges, arguing the lethal injection protocol violates their rights. The Nashville Public Library says costs are rising for one of their most popular offerings, ebooks and audiobooks. Library Director Terry Luke testified during the library's annual budget hearing that ebooks now make up 70% of books in circulation. But the costs associated are different because ebooks are rented rather than purchased.
The thing is that when you pay $76 for to just lease an ebook for 2 years, and then compared to a print copy, which is, you know, $16 or $17. So the demand is there, and, you know, just the fact that we have to then release some of those most popular things, that the demand doesn't go away.
The library is asking to increase the amount of money it gets for new materials rather than keep that amount flat. Under the mayor's proposed $3.8 billion budget, the library has been allocated roughly $50 million. At the budget hearing, Luke also asked for more funding for staff positions, a shuttle to help the main library deal with parking displacement after the adjoining garage caught fire last year, and an expansion to Be Well, the library's public health initiative. Well, no matter how adorable your pet is, they've got new competition for the title of Nashville's cutest resident. It's a teeny tiny Poodoo Fawn, born at the Nashville Zoo just before Mother's Day, weighing just over 2 pounds. Poodoo are native to Chile and Argentina, and they're the smallest species of deer in the world. In photos on the zoo's Facebook page, this pint-sized male looks part deer, part teddy bear. He has chestnut fur with light spots across his belly, shiny black eyes, rounded ears, and a very boopable nose. You can see the fawn along with its parents in the zoo's Expedition Peru habitat. However, he might not always be visible. He's still getting settled into his new home. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.